I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
In just 10 minutes a day, Chicago's All Local delivers a power-packed punch of hyper-local news straight to your ears. Make Chicago's All Local a habit. Text WBBM to 20357 for a link to listen to the All Local. Message and data rates may apply.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Major League Baseball faces a host of challenges as it heads into the 2024 season, reshaping the broadcast landscape, navigating gambling partnerships, while also trying to attract younger fans. Let's get a status update on MLB from Mike Ozanian, assistant managing editor at Forbes and co-host of the Forbes Sports Money TV show that you can see on Marquee in the Chicago area and the YES Network in New York. Mike, thank you for joining us today. And first, let's just start off by talking about the state of regional sports networks, especially as the cable bundle continues to deteriorate. There were a number of regional sports networks that were found themselves in bankruptcy proceedings last year. Where are we now going into the new season?
You're probably going to have, going into the next 3 to 5 years, a 20% decline in the regional sports networks fees that get paid to Major League Baseball teams as these deals come up for renewal. Of course, you're referring to the sports networks owned by Diamond, which is slowly coming out of bankruptcy. The Padres and the Diamondbacks were two teams that Major League Baseball, in fact, had to stream their local telecasts because the Bally's brand, which is what Diamond calls their regional sports network, was no longer showing those games on local television. So it's a bit of a headwind for Major League Baseball.
And what does this mean as these fees get lower and lower and lower? What does this mean for the ability of teams to find new revenue sources to pay, to not only make payroll, but make bids on premier blue chip free agents? Because there was a time about a decade ago when a couple of franchises struck gold with $1 billion local rights fees and allowed them to go to the store.
Well, overall revenue will still increase, just not as fast. It'll probably increase in the single to mid-single digit rate over the next few years. And let's not forget, it's not the end of the world, because some of that lost money from local television, in fact, a big chunk of it was made up for on the streaming side. So, you know, it's a bit of a speed bump, but stadium revenue is going to become increasingly important because baseball gets about 80% of its revenue from local revenue streams. In other words, each team keeps its stadium revenue, tickets, et cetera. It's sort of the flip side of the NFL, where 80% is national. In other words, divided equally among all the teams, and only 20% is local. So you're going to see teams like in your area, the White Sox, for instance, looking to get a new ballpark. Same thing in Tampa, same thing in Kansas City, same thing with the A's moving from Oakland to Vegas, because those ballparks are going to become increasingly valuable streams streams of revenue.
And then speaking of streams of revenue, Major League Baseball, like every other professional sport, is getting more involved in legalized gambling. They're opening up a sports book outside of Wrigley Field that is distinct from the ballpark itself. So that's part of the mix. And what does this mean for gambling as a, both a revenue source, but also a potential threat to the integrity of the game?
Well, you know, you bring up a great, great question. I think the vast majority of people have only been focusing on the increased revenue and, of course, the added value that is to the teams themselves because of the increase in revenue. But I don't think enough people are looking at the potential downside. And, you know, over the last couple of weeks, you know, in sports, you know, we've had a few things which have raised eyebrows, you know, Shohei Ohtani. You know, we've had something in the NBA where the league is investigating some prop bets made on a player. There were some comments made on about during women's college basketball game by Reese Davis, where after somebody said, you know, these are my suggestions for bettors, he said, sounds like risky investments to me. You know, he later claimed he was kidding. But I think there's a very big potential downside here that no one's really looked at. And, you know, I don't know what it would take for that to happen. But if there ever, you know, occurs where there's a big mistrust in this and people start doubting whether these games are on the up and up, I think it's a big potential problem.
Mike Ozanian, assistant managing editor for Forbes and co-host of the Forbes Sports Money TV show that you can see on the Marquee Network in Chicago, based in New York.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.